Nova 103.5 Sunrise on a Wednesday morning. The sound there of Air Supply and Lonely Is the Night. Special guest on the line now for us. Dan Zwiebel joins us. Dan, good morning. Good to talk to you today.
Good morning, Bjorn, and good morning to all the listeners.
And of course, the Nedbank for Autism series kicked off earlier in the year, but we've just had a little bit of a pause, a short break. But this weekend, the action resumes, right?
Yes, we've had three fantastic events. And this weekend coming, I'm heading up to Tumep for round four.
All right. So Tumep, of course, one of the better places in the country just to travel in general. It's a lovely town. And with the weather being the way it is at the moment, we are obviously hoping for a full house.
Yes, definitely. We get a great support from up north. The Oshakati boys normally travel down for the event. A few guys from Grootfontein and Otsevarongo as well. And then I've got some of my guys traveling up from Windhoek as well. So we're expecting a field around about 60 to 70 players.
That sounds pretty good, Dan. Now, you guys set the bar very, very high last year in terms of funds raised. How's it looking so far this year?
Well, with the bar set that high last year, I wasn't sure whether we could get close to that this year. And I'm very proud to say that with only three events that we've done, we are halfway of what we reached last year. So we've got another seven events coming up. So I'm pretty sure we're going to surpass our goal we set last year.
It's amazing stuff. You know, as I'm sure you know, the golfing fraternity generally are some of the most scaring and giving sporting people out there. So it's really good to see that's happening at the moment. As far as the overall plan goes, where does the money go? Just for somebody who's never heard of the Nedbank
well,
for Autism
like I
series.
Said, I mean, we started this whole thing with Petra Dillman. She ends up the Autism Association of Namibia. And the main objective was to raise awareness. The first year, which was in 2020, pretty much we got the thing up and running. And she's been doing some amazing work, traveling to all these venues where I'm traveling to reach out to the local communities and to see what's going on. So 100% of the funds raised goes straight to the Autism Association, and Petra Dillman is very, very active at the moment. She's also trying to see whether she can use the money to appoint someone that can assist her in raising awareness and assisting where they can all over Namibia.
And of course, Dan, the importance of your main sponsor, Nedbank, of course, that just means they can cover some of the costs, which means more of the money goes to where it should be going.
Yes, definitely. I mean, and I'm not only Nedbank. I mean, they are the title sponsor, but I'm very, very lucky to have co-sponsors involved, and I'd like to give them a quick mention. MNZ Motors, Sofintra, Engine Namibia, Computer Kit, Talbran Corson, Zebra Trailers, Pukovic Megabolt, Africa Online, Gondwana Collection, Imperial, and then, of course, you guys, Future Media, our media partner. Very lucky to have those co-sponsors assisting because otherwise, it wouldn't have been possible.
Right, but Dan, now, apart from this coming weekend, which is in Tumep, you say there's still a bunch of events left. We know the final normally happens here in Windhoek, but what are some of the other ones that are still going to be happening?
So, as I said, we're going to Tumep this weekend. Then next up will be Mariental Golf Club on the 23rd of July, Oshakati Golf Club Saturday, 6 August. And then we've got three events back-to-back at the coast. Rosmoont, 27th of August, Henties Bay, 3rd of September, Walvis Bay, 10th of September, and then the 10th and final one will be Windhoek Golf and Country Club on the 1st of October, and then the grand finale at Omaha on the 18th of November.
Wow, it's a lot of golf, but I mean, golfers love playing golf, so that's what it's all about, isn't it?
No, definitely. I mean, there was definitely a spike in memberships over the COVID period. I think people want to be out there and want to be active. And, I mean, we've got just over 1,000 active golfers at the moment in Namibia. This series has reached 60% of those golfers throughout the country. My aim is to see whether we can get it up to 75%. So a very, very lucrative series.
All right, Dan, more information. Where can people go if they didn't catch all those dates and they want to do some planning?
Well, they can catch, I mean, we've got a Nedbank for Autism page on Facebook. So they can definitely reach us there. And I know Future Media also has a link on your social media pages. Yeah. So either Nedbank for Autism on Facebook or Future Media.
There we go, Dan. Best of luck with this weekend. I'm sure it's going to be an absolute monster event. It normally is. And we hope the cash rolls in. The golfers, again, will be opening their pockets and their hearts for the Nedbank Golf for Autism series. And we wish you all the best with those.
Thank you, Dion. And thank you, Future Media.